Today's daf is Yevamos daf Samach Beis. Samach Beis, and it's what we call a top 10. This Gemara is really has so much on it, one of the most amazing dafim in all of Shas. And it's about what can we talk about. So Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim who died, 24,000 Talmidim, Lo Nagu Kavu Zebozeh, they all died between Pesach and Shavuos, the Gemara tells us. But leading into that, we have the statement of Rabbi Akiva, and even before that, Rabbi Yoshua, Rabbi Yeshua says, Nasa Adam Isha Bialduso, Yisa Isha Bigzagnuso. If you get married when you're young, you should also get married when you're old, if the marriage is no longer existing. And if somebody has children when they're younger, have children when they're older, because, you know, life is has different stages. Rabbi Akiva says, Lama Torah Bialduso, Yilma Torah Bizagnuso. If one learns Torah when they're young, learn Torah when you're old. If you have Talmidim when you're young, also have Talmidim when you're older. And that's where the Gemara goes into Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim. He had the 24,000 and he lost them. And that's why he started again and he created Torah Shebaal Peh again with the five Talmidim that he started over with. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Lazar ben Shamua. So let's talk a little bit today about the life of Rabbi Akiva. Right, various stories in Shas about Rabbi Akiva. This is one of them. This is one of the stories where he talks about the difficulty that he had when he was getting older. Chazal say that his father was a ger, or his grandfather. He definitely came from Ger, Akiva ben Yosef. That's what he was known as. But when he was younger, he was not within the world of Torah. He did not have a Torah childhood, at least at the beginning. The Gemara says in Masechet Pesachim, Tanya, Amar Rabbi Akiva, Pesachim Mem Tesma Beis, Amar Rabbi Akiva, Kshayiti Am Haaretz, Amarti, when I was an Am Haaretz, when I was not connected to Torah, I used to say, Mi'iten li Tamar Chacham va'anashchenu kechamor. I want a Tamar Chacham so I can bite him like a donkey. I want to inflict pain on the rabbis, Rabbi Akiva used to say. Amar lo Tamidav Rabbi Amar kekelef. Well, why like a donkey? Why don't you say like a dog? So maybe that was a more common animal. Amar lahan zen noshech v'shover etzem. Zen noshech v'noshover etzem. No, donkeys break bones when they bite. So I don't even want to. I want to do that. You know, it's even more painful. So he was not in the world of Torah growing up. But as we know, Chazal tell us that there was a moment of inspiration that he used, that he took as a an epiphany, and he changed his life. That's the Gemara, the Medrash. Not a Medrash, a Brisa, an Avos Rabbi Nasan. An Avos Rabbi Nasan in Perek Vav, the Brisa says, on the Mishnah of Misalik Ba'afa Raglayim, Rabbi Shosef and Samayas Devrayim, Zer Rabbi Akiva, drink thirstily their words, this is Rabbi Akiva. So interesting, drink thirstily their words, and he was inspired by water. And maybe it's a little deeper idea also. Not just that he was thirsty. Mahayat chilasos Rabbi Akiva. Amru ben arbaim shana hayav lo shana klom. He was 40 years old and he did not learn anything. Pamachas I ahaya omid al piya be'er. One time he was next to the be'er. Amar michakak evenzu. Must have been water going onto a rock. And who engraved, michakak, who engraved on this stone? Amru lo hamayim. Shetadir no flim aleha b'chal yom. It's the water that falls on it every day. Amrulo Akiva, I ata kore avanim shachlku mayim. You don't know the pasuk in Eov that water affects stone. Miyad Rabbi Akiva don kavachomer ba'atzma. Rabbi Akiva thought about a kavachomer for himself. Ma rach pasal es akasha. If something soft like water could break and shape the rock, which is hard, divrei Torah, shakashin kabarzel, Torah, which is hard, like iron, alachas kama vakama, shiachakagu ad libi, they surely, the words of Torah could shape and engrave and get into my heart, shu basar vadam, which is soft, which is flesh and blood. Miyad chazel o motoras, he started, right, he went to learn Torah. Halachu ubino. He had a son. He had a little son at that age. V'yashu eitzam alamdi tinokos. He and his son went to kindergarten together, and they sat on those little chairs and they listened. Amarle Rabbi lamdeni Torah. So he says to the malamed, he says, "Teach me Torah." Achaz Rabbi Akiva barosh aluach ubino barosh aluach. He and his son held the blackboard together. Kasavlo. They don't have those anymore. Right, they held the smart board together. Kasavlo Aleph Beis Valimda. Right, he starts Aleph Beis. Aleph Tuf Valimda. Toras Kohanim Valimda. Vayikra Hayalomid Vaholech Ad Shalomad Kala Torah Kula. Must have been a good Rebbe. Right, he learned the entire. He stayed there from Aleph Beis until he knew the whole Torah. Then he went to Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, and he started learning Mishnah, and then he went to Vechulu, and he continues, this is Rabbi Akiva. This is Rabbi Akiva as he did it. So he had humble beginnings. There's a lot in Chazal about his marriage. His marriage also took place close to the time, we don't know exactly, close to the time that he did not, that he was not a Talmid Chacham, right? Because when he first got married, he was not, and he married Rachel, right? It was not a marriage that was prearranged, and the Machatonim got together and they said, this is a great couple. No. Rabbi Akiva's father-in-law and in-laws were not interested, right, in the shidduch. So Rabbi Akiva, Raya de Ben Kalba Savua Have. Rabbi Akiva was the shepherd of Kalba Savua, who was a very rich family. Kalba Savua, Chazal say, Kalba, everybody went into his house hungry as a dog. Savua, they came out satiated. Kalba Savua, because he gave them whatever they needed. But he was a shepherd, and somehow Kalba Savua's daughter saw something in Rabbi Akiva that she recognized, that he was going to be the Gadol Hador. He wasn't the Gadol Hador yet, he was just a shepherd. So Chazise Barte David Tznio Ma'ale. She saw that he was Sanua and Ma'ali, and a lot of positive attributes. Amrile, she said to him, Imikdashallah Chazlista Bei Rav. She says, if I marry you, will you go to yeshiva and dedicate years in yeshiva? This is what, it was her idea. Amar la'in, he says, yeah, ikta shalei betzina v'shadarte, so that's what happened. They got married in private in front of just probably, two edim, and she sent him away to yeshiva. Shama avua afki mibesei, adrana midichsei, her father heard, he threw her out of her, the house, and he was madir nechasim, you're not allowed to get any hana from any of my possessions. And as we know the famous story, that he stayed there for 12 years, kiyasa isi badi triasri talmidi, right, it's really started off, and he came back with 12,000 talmidim, when he came back after 12 years. Shamei lahu saba, and he overhears an older man saying, this is ksubis samach beis, and it's also nedarim. Right, it's the same Gemara, slight differences between the two. So he overheard an older man saying, Ad kama kama de beres lamanus chayim, how long are you going to be a widow for? How long are you going to be a widow while your husband's alive? And what did she say? If it was up to me, you'd stay another 12 years. So what happens? He overhears that, and he says, okay, Bershus kavidna, I have permission, and he turns around. And the famous Rechaim Shmulevitz comment, why didn't he go say hello in between? Because Eino Doma 12 and 12, and 24. But after 24 years, he comes back with 24,000 Talmidim, and he comes back, and she falls at his feet when she comes back, and the Talmidim are trying to push her away, and he says, Shavkuha, Shali v'shalachem, Shelahu. Right, that everything is hers, and therefore she gets the credit for everything. So it was an amazing relationship, as is described. They were very poor, though, when they first got married. It must be that the first little one before, he didn't like leave the day after the wedding, but they stayed a little bit. The Gemara there in Adarim Davnun adds in that when they first got married, before he went to yeshiva, I guess they were in a barn, and they just stayed in a barn. They lived in a barn. And what happens? They didn't have anything. They didn't have anything to, no food, no v'sisvavi gani be'tivna. They were on the straw. They stayed on the straw. Havikam manka le'tivna min mazia. Right? And what does he say? He used to get the straw out of her hair. Right? This image of connection between the two. Amarlan, he said to her, Yavi Li, if I had money, Rabina Lacha Yerushalayim Dadaba, I would buy you Yerushalayim Shel Zahav, which Chazal say was some type of tiara or jewelry that was shaped like Yerushalayim Shel Zahav. So he used to promise, he used to say, give it in a dream. To say by when the kid couldn't get something for your kids and your kids wanted it. Or he used to say something, give it in a dream. I wish I could. So Rabbi Akiva gave it in a dream. I wish I could give you Yerushalayim Dadava. And then what happens? Asa, this is Nedarim Dafnun. Eliyahu Navi came and looked dressed up like a poor man to make them feel good. Idri Lukanasha, Vavikakari Abub, and he knocked on the door of the barn. Umbrella, when he says, Havali Purta the Tibna, you have any straw? My wife just had a baby and she has no straw to lay on in order to, to have a little comfort under. And what does Rabbi Akiva turn to his wife? Look, this guy doesn't even have straw. We have plenty of straw. Look how fortunate we are. Chazi gavra dafilu tivna lo islay. Amrle zil havi beirav. She says, okay, now it's time to go to yeshiva. And she sends him to yeshiva. So again, this is the Gemara in Ksubas Daf Samach Beis and Daram Daf Nun. She believed in him. She sent him to yeshiva. 12 years. Fine. She came back. He came back, and finally, they started their life together. The Gemara says in Daram Daf Nun also that Rabbi Akiva eventually became very rich. Eventually, not at the beginning, but eventually became very rich from six sources. The Gemara tells six different sources from where Rabbi Akiva became rich from. Min shis mili iat Rabbi Akiva. From six sources. Number one, mi kabel savua. Because when he came back, you remember the story, he came out to greet him, and he said, Rabbi, I need your help. I was matur neder I need hetter nedarim because I made a neder that my daughter should never marry this shepherd, and I didn't realize he was going to become the gadol hador. And Rabbi Akiva says, "Don't worry, mutalach," and he undoes the neder and he says, "That's me, right? And I'm the son-in-law." And from then on, so he gave Rabbi Akiva then into the family fortune. So when shis miliyat Rabbi Akiva and kabbal savua. From Kabbal Savua and a couple of others, been Ayla Svinta. Another story from a boat. From a boat. What's that? They call Svinta Abdinle Min Aina Zimna Chada and Shua Kafyama. One time, somebody they forgot a certain treasure on the shore. Also, who Ashkeche? Okay, they found that treasure. But there's another story. Let me just find it. There's a couple of them. But it says there in the Gemara Min Matronisa from the. Matron from the princess. What is that? So the Ran there in the Daram Daf Nun tells the story. One time the Jewish people needed a loan. They needed a loan. So they went to a certain matron. Amra lo Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, she says to Rabbi Akiva, Harini malve otcha, you know, I'll lend you money. V'tia ata love v'kadosh baruch hu v'yam areven bedavar. I'll lend you the money, but God and the sea are the guarantors. God and the sea are the guarantors. So he was like, okay. Kavaz ban pira. Oh, and there was a time to pay. Shikiyaz ban aholcha usamach yizos fasayam. And when it was time to pay, the matron went to the, right, Rabbi Kiva didn't have enough money to pay, so she went to the yam. She's like, okay. Amra, Rabbona shalolam. She believed. Galivi adula fadachas Rabbi Kiva chola. Rabbi Kiva was six. He couldn't repay the money. So she goes to the sea and says, God and the sea, you guys owe me the money. You're the guarantors. So, he's sick. He's not here. He doesn't have any money anyway. What happened at that moment? Out in the sea, there was some daughter of the Caesar that lost her mind. She took a whole treasure chest of golden coins and diamonds. She threw it into the sea, and the sea brought the diamonds and the whole box to the place where the Matronisa was standing. Miad Nathos Arga, she took it, and she took it. Then Rabbi Akiva got better from his illness, and he went to the Matronisa to repay the loan. He had the loan to repay. Amrala, she says, don't worry, the Arif took care of it already. Amra, Chazarti Yitzel Arif Upara Kalachov, V'halachan, this is the extra. I have the extra of what was beyond what was lent to me. And from that money, Nis'as Sher Rabbi Akiva. So that is another one of the stories. And there's another one where the wife of Tunis Rufus, that she met Rabbi Akiva. Fascinating story. And she smiled, and she spit, and she cried. Right? All the various stories that were about Rabbi Akiva and how he became rich. But again, the Torah of Rabbi Akiva is what is famous. Rabbi Akiva says, who was his Rebbe? His most famous Rebbe was Nachum Ish Gamzu. Nachum Ish Gamzu was Rabbi Akiva's Rebbe. They had a little different phrase that they used to say. Rabbi Akiva, Nachum Ish Gamzu said it in Hebrew, right? Gamzu Latova. Rabbi Akiva said, Kol David Rachman Latavavit. He said it in Aramaic, right? Everything that Hashem does is for the good. But again, this was his amazing Rebbe. I'm sure he knew about the story about the sand turning into swords. Right, that's the story of Nachum Ish Gamzu in in Tainus, where Daf Chaf Aleph, where he makes the takes the sand and changes it into in two sorts. So Rabbi Akiva was totally dedicated to Torah. He never missed a day of Torah. The Gemara Psachim Kuftes. Amar Alava Rabbi Akiva. Miyamav lohamar yiyeh islamon b'beis ha-medrash. He never said, okay, it's time to leave the beis medrash. There was never a day without shir. Chutz, except for 2 days a year. Arve Psachim, the Erev Yom HaKippurim. That's it. The only 2 days that there was no shir, or he finished shir early, Erev Pesach, why? Bishvilat Tinokos, because they should lay Yishno. He wanted to make sure his kids didn't fall asleep, so he had to help get the preparations for the Seder while it was still daytime. And Erev Yom Kippur, Kadesh Ya'achilu Es Benehem, to be able to give food, and it was a mitzvah to eat. That's Psachim Daf Kuftes. Rabbi Akiva was also the one who had not only Nigla in his understanding, but Nistar. As you know, the Gemara in Chagiga, the four people who went into the Pardes, the four people who went into the Kabbalistic orchard, Arba Nechus of the Pardes, Rabbi Akiva was the only one that was okay. But as we know, who went in? Ben Azai, Ben Zoma, Acher, and Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Akiva warned them, when you go in, don't look at this, look at that, make sure you don't focus on this, whatever symbolism there is to that, to the water. And what happens? Ben Azai looked, and he died. Ben Azai looked and he died. Ben Zoma looked and he became lame. Nifka. Acher looked and he went off to Derech. Kites ben Etios, Rabbi Akiva, Yatza, Bishalom. He was the only one that went out in peace. But again, he was the source of Torah Sheval Peh, and that's why he had these 24,000 Talmidim that we learned today in Ardaf, that they were Lonagu Kavod Zebazeh. But there were some amazing stories of Rabbi Akiva too. Rabbi Akiva was once giving shir, and all of a sudden he noticed a stranger in the back of his classroom. Right? He noticed a stranger in the back of that classroom, and he's like, who is this stranger whose face was shining? But really, the story didn't start there. It was Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Menachas Daf Chavtes, he asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he goes up Har Sinai, he sees Hashem sewing crowns onto the letters. And he asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what are you doing? What are these crowns for? Kosher Ksarim Laosios. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, in a few generations, there's going to be a great rabbi who's going to darshan mountains of halachos on these crowns. Adam Echad Yesh Asil Yos Besov Kamadaros, V'Akiva Ben Yosef Shmo, Sh'asil Lidro, Sh'al Kol Kotz V'Kotz, Tilin Shal Halachos. Amar Lefan Rebona Shal Olam, Harayeli, show him to me. I want to see who this great person is. So Hashem zaps him into the classroom, and he had no idea, the Gemara says, that Moshe Rabbeinu became very depressed, because he had no idea what this shir was talking about. Rabbi Akiva was giving shir, he didn't understand it. Maybe he was talking, chefza, gavra, right, kiyum, chalos, he was using all these words that he didn't know what he was talking about. So what happens, and finally one of the Talmidim asked a question, Rabbi Akiva answers, halacha Moshe Misinai. Halacha Moshe Misinai, Moshe Rabbeinu heard that, and Niskara Daito, Nisyashva Daito, his mind was put at ease. And then Rabbi Moshe Rabbeinu is shown his life, show me his death, and Moshe Rabbeinu is very upset when he sees what happens to Rabbi Akiva at the end of his life, and he's killed by the Romans. The Gemara at the end of Maseches Brachos talks about that, Daf Samach Aleph, but that was an amazing story that Rabbi Akiva was, Rachman al-Zan, killed, but he still kept the attitude. His Talmidim see him getting tortured, and they say to him, Rebbe, Ad Khan, how far do you take this? And he says, I've been waiting for this all my life. Not that he wanted to be killed, but he wanted the opportunity that if it ever came up, he would be able to fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, and that is what Rabbi Akiva taught his Talmidim. He also had a near-death experience, the Gemara tells us, at the end of this Masechta, Yivamas Kuf Chaf Aleph. Remember that story? Rabbi Gamliel was on a boat once. I saw another boat further away that broke up, and that was destroyed by a wave, by a storm. And I was very upset because Rabbi Akiva was on that boat, and I thought he died. That was it. And when I came back to shore, I went in to give shir. Baba Yashav, I went to give shir. All of a sudden, he comes into shir. He comes into shir. I'm like, Rabbi Akiva, what happened? Amarti lo b'ni, mihelcha, who brought you up? Amar li, daf shel sfina nizdamin li. There was a board of the boat that was floating by, after the boat cracked up, the call gal v'gal shaba elai, and every wave that came, nenesi laroshi, I just held on tight, I bent my head, and I went with the wave. Right? This was the Gemara Rav Meir Shapir quoted when he announced daf yomi, right? Because it play on words, daf shel sfina. I saw a daf floating by, I didn't know how to stay alive in life, I just grabbed onto it and held on. Held on, and I went. And that's why the Chacham say you should always bend your head to the waves. And I said, that's about Yevamis, as we'll get to. But again, those are some amazing stories. Again, Rabbi Kiva also had, I guess maybe another near-death experience besides the boat. Remember the Gemara? Then he came and he wanted to have go into a certain town. And nobody gave him a host. Nobody would allow him into the town. He's like, okay, fine. I guess I have to stay outside the town. And it was outside the town. And all of a sudden, the wind came and blew out his candle. And there's all Rabbi Kiva. And a cat came and ate his chicken, some of his other animals, you know, his goat was eaten by a lion, and he was left in the dark without food, without anything, without light. And he says, called Avad Rahman al-Tav Avad. And then overnight he hears that there was a marauding army that goes through the town that he was supposed to stay in, and if he had been there, and if the light had been on, and if the animals had made any noise, then it would have been good. And he says, "Call David Rachman al-Tav Avad." But again, this is Rabbi Akiva, and again, he said it here too. After he lost 24,000 Talmidim, what did he do? He started again. He started again, and he started off with his five new Talmidim, and he was able to, you know, start Torah Shebaal Peh, and you know, be the basis of everything we have today. That's Rabbi Akiva, the source of Torah Shebaal Peh. All his Talmidim were the basis of everything, basically, that we have today. Okay, we'll stop here. The life of Rabbi Akiva.